Your business exists because you had the idea to start it. Everything begins in our minds. That's why your business results cannot outgrow your current level of thinking. Do you want to serve more clients, make more money, without working more or burning yourself out? Grow yourself first as a leader of your business, because that's who you are, a leader, even if you're the only person in your business right now. When you lead yourself first, the business results will always follow. My name is Maggie Perrotin. I'm an international business and leadership coach, an expert in business mindset, strategy, and high performance. I created the Diamond Effect podcast to help you elevate your thinking, expand your perspective, and through it, grow your business without overwhelm. So let's get started. Good morning, happy Monday. Today, let's talk about building successful client relationships. And I will give you three tips how to do it, or three steps to doing it. Step number one is lead the relationships and lead it in a way where it can become a win-win situation. Your clients are hiring you because you're an expert. Therefore, you should be the leader of that relationship. Second of all, meet your clients where they are. Very often in communications with sometimes even my clients, when I coach them, they communicate with their customers at their expertise level, which sometimes makes the clients feel inadequate. And if they don't understand what's being communicated, especially if you're in construction industry, or maybe you're a bookkeeper and CPA and you're using your industry specific terms, the client might not understand them, but because they feel inadequate, they're not going to ask you questions about it. They're not going to let you know that they're not understanding some part of communication. And when that happens, miscommunications begin, and therefore challenges might occur down the line. So always try to meet your clients where they are. Think about how can you explain and communicate and lead the relationship in a way that's very simple for them, that they understand everything and so on. Because it's your job as an expert to break down anything that would be complex for your clients onto their level of understanding and their understanding of your industry. Okay. And the last step is assume positive intent. So your client, assume that your client, of course, wants the best for them in purchasing your service, but they also want it best for you. They also want to create a win-win situation. So any communication that you receive from them, maybe you might misinterpret, or maybe, you know, if it's an email or a text or whatever, sometimes those means of communications are very impersonal, like E for evil, there's no body language and so on, and they can be misinterpreted, especially maybe if your client hasn't had any communication training or doesn't have great communication skills, right? So always assume that whatever they're communicating is positive, they want the best, not only for themselves, but for you. And from that place, you know, interpret the relationship or whatever is going on in the relationship and respond and so on. When you do those three steps, I can assure you, your relationships with the clients will be hyper successful. So happy Monday, have a fantastic week. Talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you for listening today. If this podcast resonated with you, please come back. Also, you can leave a review on whatever platform you're listening. And if you have a suggestion, question, or a topic you would like me to talk about, let's get in touch via email. Email me at maggie@stairwaytoleadership.com. See you in the next episode.